Masechet Shavuot Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Until now, these Mishnayot have been talking about a person who's looking for kapara, for unintentional violations of tum'ah, of walking into the Beit HaMikdash when he was tameh, or eating korbanot when he was tameh, but there is a unintentional aspect to it. Either he didn't know he was tameh before, he forgot he was afterwards. There's a variable here that's a person not realizing that he was tameh. Now we'll talk about what if he intentionally violated this isur. He on purpose walked into the Beit HaMikdash while he was tameh, or he ate a korban while he was tameh. If he knew and there was witnesses and he was warned and everything happened properly, then the person would be hayav malkut. He would have to be given lashes in order to receive kapara. So our situation will be he did it on purpose, but there was no ability to give him physical punishment with malkut. Mishnah says, "Ve'al zedon tum'at mikdash ve'kodashav," for the intentional violation of tum'ah with the Beit HaMikdash, or for the korbanot, person who knew he was tameh and he went into the Beit HaMikdash anyway, or he ate from a korban anyway. In that case, sa'ir hana'aseh bifnim b'yom ha'kippurim mechaperin, the goat that is sacrificed on Yom Kippur inside of the sanctuary, together with Itzumo Shel Yom, with Yom Kippur itself, that brings kapara to a certain person. That is in addition to what we mentioned in the earlier Mishnah, that this korban as well has the ability to give kapara to somebody who was aware of his tuma before the sin, but not afterwards. So in addition to that, he also gets kapara for intentionally doing an avera. So now we're going to put all of that behind us, all the tum'ah violations of the Beit HaMikdash or the korbanot behind us, and then the rest of the perek will talk about a person who wants to receive kapara Yom Kippur for other types of sins. Continues the Mishnah, ve'al she'ar averot shebat Torah, all other sins in the Torah, hakalot ve'ahamurot, the less severe sins, those are sins that are not punishable by karet or the death penalty, and the hamurot are those that are punishable by either karet or the death penalty, hazedonot vehashegagot, those that were intentional sins, and those that were unintentional sins, hoda velo hoda, or those sins that were unintentional, some of them he became aware of before Kippur, some of them he never became aware of them at all. And now this part of the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, is a definition of what are the less severe sins that we mentioned before, the kalot. What are we talking about by kalot? Aseh ve lo ta'aseh, positive commandments, that means action-based commands. Lo ta'aseh, negative commandments, where the punishment for them is not anything more severe than malkut. What are the severe sins? What are the hamurot? Keretot umitot bet din, sins that are punishable by karet and by being killed by the Beit Din. For all of these averot, everything pretty much, Sa'ir HaMishtaleach Mechaper, the goat that sent to Azazel brings kapara to a person for anything that falls within these categories. There are certain averot that don't fall into it, but for everything that does fall into it, it would bring kapara. Of course, Ben Adam LaHaverot, and things that don't fall into it, a person would have to do a little bit more.